Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 41, The Inner Critic versus the Inner Champion. Hi. Thank you so much for joining me here for another episode of Unapologetically You. So I want to talk today about our inner critic versus our inner champion. And I want to share a little story, a little reading that you may have heard before, but I always find it such a good way to really make us think about the inner critic and the inner champion. And I find stories and analogies really useful to help us really kind of think, and for me they've often given me a bit of an aha moment when things are put in that way. So obviously we all have that inner critic within, and the inner critic likes to be vocal at times. You probably can already be aware of the things that your inner critic likes to say, likes to speak up and share with you. And it can take time to really begin to be aware of that inner critic and to be able to shift our awareness more from the inner critic to the inner champion. That can take time, that can take practice sometimes as well, because we're so used to hearing that inner critic and sometimes believing in the words that the inner critic says. We can get so used to it that actually it can be quite hard to sometimes hear that voice of the inner champion and to begin to listen to that voice even more, to begin to believe in the words of the inner champion. And this is something I want to come with a reminder of today, to begin to be aware of that inner critic, to notice what your inner critic says, to not accept the words as truth from that inner critic. But also when you notice it, start to listen to your inner champion. What does your inner champion want to say? Start to appreciate and believe the words of the inner champion. How does your inner champion want to support you? And the more we listen to the voice of the inner champion, then the inner champion, we're almost giving the inner champion a ticket to be a bit louder, to speak up a little bit more. And that's what we all need. So this story that I want to share with you. One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." I love that story, and as I mentioned, it's one that's always got me thinking, and it does really, for me, as I mentioned, bring that kind of aha moment when we're able to put things in a story in that way or an analogy in that way. And we can visualize that, can't we? We can imagine those wolves, seeing the inner critic and the inner champion as the wolf within. And it's so true. The wolf that we feed, the wolf, and that being the one that we listen to, the one that we give leeway to be able to speak up, to be able to share its thoughts, the one we decide to believe, the one that we take on and therefore allow it to change our behaviours, our actions. That's going to be the wolf that gets stronger. That's going to be the wolf that wins the battle. So if we are feeding the wolf that is the inner critic, we listen to those thoughts, we listen to those doubts, we listen to any criticisms that are given, then we allow it to hold us back. We allow it to affect our mood, our behaviour, our actions. We therefore move further away from our self-worth, our happiness, our peace. We move further away from the nourishing relationships we'd like in life. We move further away from appreciation of ourselves. If we are feeding the one that is the inner champion, that wolf that is love and peace and all of those things, then we only expand all of that in our life. We're able to believe in ourselves more. We're able to take that gentle action to move forwards in whatever way we want to, whether that be achieving our goals, whether that be taking a new job or putting ourselves out there for a new relationship or whatever it might be. When we're feeding that one that is the inner champion, that wolf is going to get stronger. That voice is going to get stronger. That's the one that's going to win. So how can you begin to feed that wolf? To listen to that wolf? To turn the volume up of that one? To be able to accept its kindness to yourself? To accept the good and positive things that it wants to share? How can you begin to allow it to gently push you forwards? And the thing is, once we begin to feed that wolf even more, and it does get stronger, it does get louder, it becomes the one that is more prominent and that only expands in our life, in all areas of our life. If you can, it might be good to grab your journal if you have one, or grabbing a notebook and just writing down words of your inner champion. You might want to close your eyes for a minute and just check in and find that inner champion within. Just feel whereabouts in your body that inner champion is. That wolf, the good wolf, just find that wolf within and listen to what that good wolf wants to say, that inner champion. And it's there. It just wants to be heard. It's waiting to be heard. So find that within and take a moment to listen. And then take a moment to write it down. Write down what you get from your good wolf, from your inner champion. Take those positive reminders with you and keep them with you and keep reminding yourself of those positive words. It can be good then at any point if you start to notice the inner critic speaking. You can obviously just stop it in its tracks and find that inner champion. But you've also got these words that you've written down to come back to, reminding yourself of those. That can be really powerful in those moments. Listen to your inner champion telling you that you're enough, that you're worthy, that you can do hard things, that you can succeed, that you deserve so much good in life. Listen to your inner champion when you want to push your comfort zone, when you want to make changes, positive changes in your life. So I hope this episode and little story brought a positive reminder for you today. A reminder that sometimes we all need, because as I mentioned, we all have that inner critic within and we all have that inner champion. Sometimes we just forget to listen to that inner champion, or we've been listening to the inner critic for too long that the inner champion loses its voice a little bit. So sometimes we all need that reminder to come back and see these for what they are, and to be able to therefore choose in each moment which one we want to listen to. And in any moment that inner critic is speaking up, to begin to look for that inner champion. That inner champion knows you, your soul truth within, and has that wisdom, that reassurance, that love, that care, all of those things for you. That inner champion wants the best for you and is there wanting to be heard even more. Yeah, it's guiding you back to that reminder today. If this is something that you feel like you'd want further support on, and actually it's highlighted the awareness to be able to hone your skills on focusing on the inner champion, then there are a couple of options. You can reach out and find out more about one-to-one sessions that are obviously completely personalized and bespoke to you. So therefore, it really helps you make those particular shifts in your own life and have an awareness on where that inner critic comes from and how to begin to shift that voice even more. Another option is my signature program, Becoming Unapologetically You, which will have another cohort coming soon. So you can sign up to the waitlist, you can send me an email or something, and I'll be sure that you're on the waitlist to be the first to hear about our next program launching. And it's been so amazing to hear the words and positive results that my current members of this program are already feeling, already achieving, and the shifts already being made in life. It's amazing. Things that people have wanted to do for some time, and they're now taking action and making things happen and believing in themselves as they do. It's literally incredible to see. And we're only halfway through the program at the moment. So if this is something that feels interesting to you, then do reach out and I'll be sure that you are able to be the first to hear about the next cohort that comes along. Enjoy the rest of your week. I hope it's a lovely week, and I look forward to catching up with you again in the next episode.